This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged. You know, get involved. It's really the only way for us to save things. It's really the only way for us to make things work. I got David Horowitz. I always love to get him on, and I don't get him on that often. I need to get him on more often. Was that English? I don't know. Whatever. I need to get him on more, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I so much appreciate his time with us because he's being pulled on from everybody, from everywhere. And, you know, again, when you think about, he always gets irritated with me when I call them Democrats. He always says to me, stop calling them Democrats. They're out and out communists. They want a communist regime. They want you to do exactly what they tell you to do or else. And I think based on what I hear on a regular basis, it sounds right, doesn't it? So why do you let them do that? I mean, I'm watching some of the people online. And honestly, frankly, I'm getting the biggest kick out of it. Because you're watching some of these people online. And they don't get the fact that these are Democrats. They're so sold out to the party, the ideology of the party. They don't really care what the facts are. They don't care what they're seeing right in front of their faces. Right now, there's a whole bunch of stuff on Facebook about how, you know, this economy's no worse than it was under Trump. Here's the numbers. Here's the scale. Really? We were this bad off under Trump? You were paying 2+ times for gas? This was costing you this much at the supermarkets? Really? And you have people that are winning seats on the Democrats. I do the Democrats bowing down to Democrat socialists. Anybody home? Are you hearing this? Are you seeing what's going on? I even go on further. Do you care what's going on? Really? And for those who didn't grow up in communism and or socialism, or their schools hasn't really taught about it, what are you doing? They think this is wonderful. They hear, you know, think about something. They call Che Guevara a revolutionary. The Castro brothers, revolutionary people. Right? Because now their people are living so well. They're so much better off now, aren't they? That's what we're told. I mean, seriously, that's what we're told. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, it's up to us, apparently. It's going to be up to us. It is up to us to retrain some of these young people. to tell them what the truth is, to really share the real history with them. In all sincerity, really. Get involved, get engaged. And if you really think about this, now again, Sonia Smith, Alfonso Rachel, we've had them all on at some point in time. Ben Carson, they all say the same thing. Systemic racism is 100% owned by the Democrat Party. They keep bringing it back, right? They keep pushing the point. They're the ones that are keeping you, as what does Joey Biden say? They got you all in chains? Oh, yeah, they got you all in chains. Or they're going to put you all back in chains. But they're not metal chains. They're money chains. They're going to make it so that you can't afford, you won't live, you can't, whatever term you want to use, I don't really care. You won't be able to afford to live without your government check. Without that government check, there's no way you're going to be able to make it. And they're going to make it that way. They're not going to, it's not going to just come out that way and then, oh my God, we have to step in and help people. We've seen this happen in other countries, in other places. The more you help people, remember, the less that they work, the harder it is on everybody. Not one or two people, but everybody. The more you just give stuff to people, I'm telling you, the worse it is, the worse it gets. Because if they know they don't have to work for it, I'm sorry, you know, some of you are like, you know, human nature, this, that, no. We want to. Dennis Prager did a whole big in-depth study on this. Americans have gotten to the point now, remember, what made us great, what made us a great nation, was we wanted to, as individuals, we wanted to be self-sufficient. We wanted to take care of ourselves. We wanted to be able to do what we wanted to do to make our lives better. And if you left us alone, we left you alone. Now, if you attacked us, as you saw happen in 9/11 and during Pearl Harbor, we came together. We were no longer the state of California or Arkansas or the state of Texas. No. We were Americans who came together to fight those things. Right? It was a no-brainer. I'm not so sure we would do that today. In all sincerity, I don't know if Americans have the stomach for that. And that's sad. David Horowitz joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add the this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. You'll get involved, get engaged, and simply, really put, simply put, be part of the solution.
My next guest, God, I love when I have him on the show. I don't have him on the show enough. David Horowitz joins me, author of I Can't Breathe and so much more. Head over to frontpagemag.com, frontpagemag.com. Check it out. And, David, thanks so much for being with me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right. So, you know, I mean,
I like
you,
the subtitle of that I Can't Breathe book is Our Racial Hoax is Killing America. People have to understand that we're in the grips of a complete racial hoax. There is no, well, there is systemic racism in America. It's called affirmative action. But there's not a single police department that's systemically racist. How do I know that? Because the 1964 Civil Rights Act outlawed systemic racism. So if there were actual cases of it, there would be massive lawsuits by all these ambulance chasers like Benjamin Crump and all the Black Lives Matter lawyers, wouldn't there? But there is no tsunami of lawsuits because there's no systemic racism. It's just a myth that the Democrats use to beat up everybody in their path.
David, you know, it's so true. I've got a couple of black co-hosts on during the week, and they constantly have taught me that systemic racism only comes from one place, the Democratic Party, period. And we need to keep calling them out.
The official policy of the Biden administration, the world's biggest liar by far. Did you just... Do you see what he's saying? Well, first of all, he went to Buffalo to say that all Republicans are mass murderers. And now it turns out this mentally deranged kid wasn't even a conservative.
Oh, yeah.
He hated Fox, Rupert Murdoch, Greg Gutfield, Ben Shapiro. Just unbelievable what's going on in our country.
But David, it's not just racism. It's not just the black on white. You know, you've talked about this in the past too. They're attacking every foundation of the country, male and female, family as a whole.
They hate America. They're fascists. They're communists. It's the same thing. They hate the American system. They don't like democracy. Everything they've done in the last 10, 20 years, I wrote a whole book on this called The Enemy Within, has been to eliminate the foundations of our democratic order. They're against the First Amendment, which is the main pillar of democracy. They're against the Second Amendment, which is related to that. They want to abolish the Electoral College, which forces people to compromise. That is in the Constitution. They want to abort the Supreme Court is one of their slogans. They want to make the country ungovernable. That's insurrection. But, you know, we're living in a lawless country now, but the reason it's lawless is because of the people in charge. It's Biden who's the root cause of the lawlessness. Not to mention that snake Merrick Garland, who's his rubber stamp attorney general.
Well, I thought it was quite interesting that the, you know, when they're protesting out in front of the Supreme Court homes, that even though there is a federal law prohibiting that, nobody acted on it. Nobody wanted to act on it. And the best they would do, finally, after being pounded on for days, he had marshals go and hang out in front of the houses. It's like, really, this is the best you're going to do for these people? Can you imagine if it was flipped?
This is terrible.
Yeah.
It's communist morality. Trotsky, Russian revolutionary, for those who are too young to know, he wrote a pamphlet called Their Morals and Ours. Their morals are bourgeois morals, which is law-abiding, decent. Our morals are the end justifies the means. So that's what's going on here, that these people in the Democrat Party who are communists in sheep's clothing is what they are. Their attitude is whatever advances our ends, which is to save the planet, is justified. See, so intimidating justices, which means destroying the independence of the judiciary, is right up their alley. They see nothing wrong with it. Lying serves their purposes, so there's nothing wrong with that. And you could just go on and on. Obviously, criminality. This is the most pro-crime. I can't get over how Republicans... They're so polite. They call the Democrats soft on crime. They're pro-crime. They think that criminals are socialists redistributing income, getting reparations, and so forth. They're pro-crime, which is why we have these terrible terrible crime waves in the country.
And you know what? But the surprise in their face. Look, I live near downtown L.A. Okay, and I have friends that live up in the Sacramento, San Jose areas, and so I live near down. I won't go down there anymore. And it's not even because I want to worry about stepping in a pile of human crap. It's because I don't want to be accosted down there because there's nobody moving on it. There's nobody protecting you down there. And you've got this guy Gascon, who they're trying to recall right now, telling you that things are actually better. You know. And it's got to be a sickness, David.
These Soros-funded prosecutors should get life sentences when the Republicans take power. But it ain't going to happen. But that's what they deserve.
You're such an optimist. I mean, if the Republicans take control, what do you think changes this time?
What do I think changes?
Well, I mean, they've had control. They've been able to do things in the past.
Yeah, but I don't think, for example, Trump knew a tenth of the problem he was facing.
I agree with you.
I mean, a lot of it even shocked me. I've been around a long time watching this. Trump was a liberal, but I've been a conservative a long time, and I'm shocked by the level of corruption and what's happened to the Democrat Party. Even though, our whole school system, we need to defund the schools, or better yet, create a universal voucher system so that no money, no federal money or state money goes directly to the school districts, which are controlled by Marxists. It goes to the parents in the form of scholarships or vouchers.
I agree.
That puts the power in the hands of the people, and then they can form their own schools.
You know, it's funny. Truly giving power back to the people. I'll tell you what, I have met with over 1,100 moms probably in the last 4 or 5 months, and the majority of them had no clue as to what was going on inside the schools. And when
they deliberately won't tell them.
No, but listen.
They go to great lengths to conceal what they're teaching. They object if you video them. I mean, they're criminals.
Yeah, yeah. And on that note, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with David Horowitz after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is on his first Asian trip as president, and he made one of the most forceful presidential statements in support of Taiwan's self-governance in decades.
You didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
The White House walked back that comment, and officials said the president was not outlining a change in U.S. policy towards Taiwan. More high-tech weapons are headed to Ukraine. Nearly 50 defense leaders from around the world agreed to send more advanced weapons to the besieged country. Some of the arsenal includes a harpoon launcher and missiles to protect its coast. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says there are low-level discussions happening on how the U.S. may need to adjust its training of Ukrainian forces. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I don't want to waste any time. Love when I have this guy on with me. David Horowitz joins me. He's the author of I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. And, David, I do mean that sincerely. I do always appreciate my time with you because you've been through the whole gambit. I mean, I love the fact that you used to call yourself a red diaper baby, and you've come from there. You've come from fighting for, freedom of speech at Berkeley to look at what's happening today. I bet you never thought you would be on this side of the aisle, so to speak.
Not when I was young. But in fact, I swore to myself I would never cross over. But then, the Black Panthers murdered my friend and was supported by the whole left, as they support all the murderers on the left. The Vietnam War was lost because the left was successfully able to get America to withdraw. And then when the communists proceeded to slaughter 2.5 million Indochinese peasants, there wasn't one single demonstration against that by the so-called anti-war movement. So I saw I was among people whose their words sounded fine, very seductive, social justice, peace. But what they really were criminals who hated America. I wanted to bring us down. Evil. The left is evil. The Democrat Party is an evil party. Actually, I was told that when I first... But it was always as a joke. Conservatives. It was Stan Evans. I remember him. This was 40 years ago. And he was giving a speech, and he said, there's two parties, the stupid party and the evil party, where the stupid party is Republicans, which is true.
You can't argue that point.
Sometimes they get together and they do bipartisan legislation, which is stupid and evil. But it was a joke. But it's not a joke.
No, it's these true. People, but they do it right in front of your face, and we let them get away with it. I mean, they're so blatant with it now. They do it right in front of you.
Nancy Pelosi is an accomplice to murder, literally. Ashley Babbitt was murdered in cold blood. It's all on video on January 6th.
I agree with that.
By a black Capitol policeman whom Nancy Pelosi protected and got off with no investigation, exonerated him. So she's an accomplice to that murder. That's how bad they are. And not to mention the southern border, what they've done to destroying the border.
Mm-hmm.
2 million, according to the General Accounting Office, I'll make this short. 2 billion illegals in this country translates into 730,000 convicted felons in our prisons who are here illegally.
Wow.
Who've committed a million drug crimes, 134,000 assaults, 30,000 murders. These are actual statistics. That's what they're letting in. I mean, of course, there are, you know, there's kids among them who are victims of the Biden administration, just like the kids in our schools are victims of the Democrats. Anyway,
I don't want you to go before the break. I don't want you to go past this because it's something I talk about a lot, and you're much more knowledgeable in this area than I am. You know, you talk about what's going on in education. I said, guys, this has been going on for decades. What's been in our history books, what's in our social studies books, our government books, we've had nothing but lefties in our high schools, junior high schools, and colleges. So it's nothing new to see this stuff. It's just all of a sudden the parents, when we did this whole homeschool distance learning thing, they started to see what was happening. And now they want the power back, and look at what the DOJ is doing to them. I had to actually say at one of my board meetings, if you drag one of these parents out, you'll have to drag me out with them. They have a right to speak, and we're going to give them a right to speak. My other board members are not in line with me.
This is how a police state operates, Merrick Garland. These are fascist people. Fascists. They're not Democrats. They're not Americans either. They're fascists. They're an alien force. They want to destroy America. They think America is a racist, systemically racist, white supremacist, capitalist exploiting country. That's their mentality. They're not of us or for us.
Do you think they really believe that? Do you think that they use that to gain power, to create strife
and
gain power?
No, I think they really believe. I think that Nancy Pelosi, many years ago, I mean, Congress people get the opportunity to name a day in the honor of their heroes. And Nancy Pelosi's hero, get ready for this, was Harry Bridges, who was a Soviet agent that the government spent a decade trying to deport.
Oh, my God. Well, did you...
That's what Nancy Pelosi is. She's a communist.
Did you hear the speech? But did you hear the speech that Hillary Clinton gave when she just threw all kinds of accolades on Margaret Sanger? Right?
Who was a Nazi? Listen, my mother, the Planned Parenthood is controlled by the actual Communist Party. When my mother lost her job in the school system, she resigned because she didn't want to face the music because she was a card-carrying communist. And she was hired by Planned Parenthood. And she created the Margaret Sanger Library at Planned Parenthood. And she won, and I attended the ceremony, the first Margaret Sanger Award. Margaret Sanger thought that the reason she created Planned Parenthood is she thought that people should be bred like horses and inferior races weeded out. And blacks were the inferior race, which is why Planned Parenthood, the main centers of the Planned Parenthood abortion mill are in black neighborhoods. It's a genocide that they're committing. And they defend it as being a sir. You know, you've got a California congresswoman who's an idiot, who, Potter, I think is her name, who, Katie Porter, that's who it is, who claims that it's beneficial to the black community to kill their babies.
But they believe this.
You have to pinch yourself to think that you're in the same world as these people. I know, they convert everything. They project every hatred they have onto other people. What's the fountain of hate in our country? Why is there so much hate? Because the Democrat Party operates on hate, demonizing Republicans, calling them racist. Donald Trump received an NAACP award with Muhammad Ali and Rosa Parks for crying out tears. To call him a white supremacist is just a rape of the language.
But, you know, we're at that point. I don't know if you saw, I want to get your take on the one, not the whole committee, but on the 1-6 committee, January 6th committee, and you're looking now where they're even refusing to give the DOJ information. You know, well, what are they hiding? What's going on there? And I want to talk to you about Durham, too.
Well, if you look, you know, if you, for example, watch the Greg Kelly show on Newsmax TV, you'll see the videos of the Capitol Police urging people to get in, go into the Capitol, opening the doors for them, waving them in. That was a setup by Nancy Pelosi to trap the conservatives.
Yep.
Trump supporters, so they can have this witch hunt. I mean, we have political prisoners now in our country for the first time.
Yeah, that's a true statement. That's a very true statement.
Yeah, I mean, they're charged with trespassing. They've been in jail for a year. Some of them in solitary confinement when the Capitol Police invited them in.
No bail, right? And they're not getting some of their basic rights. It's unheard of.
The Washington jail is like the jails in Nazi Germany and in Soviet Russia.
Wow. Yeah, it's. I have an aunt, and you'll appreciate this too. She's 84, 85 years old. She came here from Italy after they were liberated. She was, I think, 11 years old or what have you. And every time I get her on the phone, she starts crying. She says, look, your young people don't know what they're missing here. They don't know what they're giving up.
Well, they don't know because of the rotten, sick school system.
We'll be back more with David Horowitz right after this. Don't go far. He's got a lot more to say, as you can imagine.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or
Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Double team, your host. Hey, that's the fighting song, man, I will tell you. And I like it. We're back at it. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN, on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. David Horowitz, treasurer, best-selling author of I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. And David, again, always love the time you spend with me. Just scary. We were talking about my aunt, 84, 85 years old, came here from Italy right after. Actually, David, she came over on a ship in steerage, okay? She remembers coming over and being petrified, on the ship.
Okay.
you know, and getting to America and really not knowing what to expect and not trusting anybody around her, to today telling, you know, saying exactly what you just said before we went to break. These kids haven't been taught truly what real fascism is about, what real communism is about.
No. Well, no. They've been indoctrinated in communist ideas. You can go through 4 years of any college in this country and never once encounter a conservative adult.
Wow.
They purged. They got away with purging the faculties of conservatives. And it's not an accident when the country, well, it's no longer evenly split, since I think the American people have waked up and are now joining the ranks of the conservatives. But when the country was pretty much 50-50, the faculties of these schools, like in the history departments, was 35 to 1.
Yeah.
35 Democrats to 1 Republican.
Yep.
That doesn't happen by accident.
No. But listen, I won't say we've been cowards, but we've always been, and you've said it, and I've kind of built on it where I said, look, we play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and they're into guerrilla warfare.
Yeah.
And until we decide to step up, it's not going to work.
Where have you heard a Republican say that Joe Biden and his administration are a criminal administration?
Not a one.
And yet, yet destroying the borders is completely illegal and unconstitutional. You can't do it by executive order the way he did it. Flying illegals into the interior of the country, all over the country, because the design is to create Democrats all over the place. But anyway, doing that in the middle of the night shows that Biden knows he's a criminal. Otherwise, he would fly them in the daytime. But they steal taxpayer money to fund these trips.
Yep.
And they do it as criminals would do it. This is all criminal stuff. Not to mention the murder of Ashley Babbitt.
You know, some people feel like we're too far gone, David. Some people feel like we're not going to be able to get it back. I'm not one of those people.
Conservatives, unfortunately, their
I'm sorry?
Virtue, which is, I say conservatives' virtue, which is realism, is also a flaw. Conservatives are realistic so that they're fatalists. They understand the bad realities that we have, and they throw in the towel before the battle is over.
Oh, which, look at those moms that I was telling you about that I was meeting with and I was talking with. Some of them have shown up to 5, 6, 7 meetings, and they go, why do this? We're not getting anywhere. And I said, look, you're fighting 30 years of garbage. You're not going to turn it around in a few meetings. You need to have 30 or 40 people at every meeting. You need to be calling us out for real and not letting the pressure up for a long time. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. These communist teachers are worse than the communists were 50 years ago. I think it's more than that. When I was 9 years old, I marched in a communist-run May Day parade in New York with the local 555 of the teacher unions, which was controlled by the Communist Party. So this has been going on a very long time. But my parents, I checked this with a famous anti-communist who happened to be a student of my father's. When he was a teacher at Seward Park High School. And I asked him, did my father try to indoctrinate you? And he said, no. He taught me how to be a journalist. So my parents were more respectful of what they would have called bourgeois values than these communists today are straight-out criminals. I mean, I've had, you know, yelling fights with teachers saying, where I'm saying, you can't indoctrinate kids. Oh, yes, I can. That's straight out.
They're in your face about it.
Yeah.
No, you know, David,
look,
I'm no... I am no genius, but about 12 years ago, one of the things that I noticed was the Democrats, the lefties, were taking over the language. You know, they were using the word racist for anything. They were using certain words that we had a solid meaning for. I don't know if you picked up on this, but the teachers are now calling parents caregivers. They don't call them parents. They don't even call them stakeholders. They're calling them caregivers.
And they call them, what do they call them? Birthing people.
Yeah, I know. I think that one's gonna bite them and is biting them right now, you know.
It's all in Orwell. George Orwell wrote a book, 1984, about all this garbage. And it's all in there, including the Ministry of Truth, which they put on hold, apparently, today.
The communists, when you talk about this, this goes back to the 50s when the idea was attack the family, attack basic principles, attack the foundations of moral values, and they knew they would be able to take us over and make sure you take over education, correct?
Absolutely. Destroy the family. Well, they want to destroy any institution or organization that they don't control. That's why they hate Christianity and religion generally. Because if you're truly religious, your allegiance is to a higher power than Joe Biden.
We can't have that. I always joke that they perceive themselves to be the new gods of Mount Olympus. You know, Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the rest of them. You know, listen to us. We're so smart. We're so godly. We know better than you. We got a couple of minutes left, and I want to ask you your opinion on Durham. You know, with today's DOJ, will anything really come out of the Durham investigation, even if he lays it out and plays it out?
They're going to try to fix everything. You know, first of all, Hillary is an arch criminal. The money they stole through the Clinton Foundation, we're talking like $100 million.
Yep.
She violated the espionage laws by putting classified information on a non-secure server. I'm very familiar with the espionage law, because when I was a radical, I violated it. We had an agent from the NSA, National Security Agency, which was totally secret then. Nobody knew what it was. Walked into our radical offices at Rampart's Magazine and started divulging national secrets, including code words. How do I know that? Because one of the radicals in our office had been in the 82nd Airborne in intelligence, and so he knew the code. He was shaking when he saw the code words. And we were advised that I called a Harvard constitutional lawyer, and he advised me on how to commit the treason. He said, just deny that there's any documents, because the law is a little archaic, and it's written you can't take classified documents out of a government building. And taking the computer out of the computer information is exactly parallel to taking a paper document out. So I know what the SB, so she violated it, and she's walking around. Who knows how many of our intelligence officials died because of her. You know, fortunately, when I did it, and I'm still ashamed of it. I was young, but that's no real excuse. But I was brought up by communists, so that's sort of an excuse. But the New York Times in those days was a patriotic institution, unlike it is today. And they got some intelligence official to deny that the code had been broken, as we were claiming. And denied that we knew what we were talking about.
Yeah, it was broken. It was broken.
But you can't. The CIA today is, this guy Brennan, all of them are traitors. They all try to frame Trump.
You know, the sad part about this is, I grew up in a very mafia-infected area when I was a kid in Boston. And these people today think that if they get in bed with the communists, that they're going to be fine, they're going to be safe, they're going to be covered. And you look at it and you go, no, I saw people get killed that were in the group for a long time. There's no allegiance to you. There's no loyalty to you because you're on their side. But listen, we're running out of time. Tell people how to get your books, how to hear more about you.
Yeah, I have a you can go to HorowitzBooks.com. It's the easiest way. All my books are up there, samples, yeah.
Yeah, go to HorowitzBooks.com. So, Mr. Your host, you got me for the next hour. Come on back.